Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In May of the year 2000, Rodney Marks, an astrophysicist spending the winter at the South Pole, died suddenly after an acute illness. Because no flights could land during the frigid winter, Mark's body had to be stored for months until late October and then autopsied in New Zealand, Antarctica's nearest neighbor. The mysterious death touched off an international incident. Mark's was an Australian working on a U.S. base, and the investigation into his death was being handled in New Zealand. If it turned out to be ruled a homicide, where would the case be tried? It's not a simple question. Despite being the temporary home for thousands of scientific researchers, civilian staffers, and a few hardy tourists, Antarctica is literally a no-man's land. According to the 1961 Antarctic Treaty, the snow-packed continent belongs to no nation, which makes criminal jurisdictions a messy affair. In the United States, if you commit a crime, you're tried by either a state or federal court, depending on the type of crime and where it took place. American courts even have jurisdiction for certain crimes committed outside the nation's borders, like a murder on a ship flying the American flag, or a crime at a U.S. military base or installation overseas. Pretty straightforward. Antarctica, though, is anything but straightforward. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Dr. Alan Hemmings, an expert on Antarctic governance, who spent two winters at the South Pole with the British Antarctic Survey. He explained that there are no clear legal jurisdictions in Antarctica because there are no recognized territories. Seven countries, Argentina, Australia, Britain, Chile, France, New Zealand, and Norway, make pie-shaped territorial claims on the icy wasteland, and the United States and Russia exercise sovereignty at their own research stations. But none of these claims are officially recognized by the Antarctic Treaty, and a few of them even overlap. Instead, the general rule is that a crime committed by a U.S. citizen at a U.S.-owned research facility would be prosecuted in a U.S. court. The same goes for Russia, New Zealand, Japan, or any of the other 29 countries operating research stations in Antarctica. Hemmings said, "But if the dead person and the alleged murderer are from different states, that is, countries, and don't recognize each other's claim, and most don't, particularly if the critical events occur away from anybody's station, say at a campsite, then it won't necessarily be clear who has jurisdiction." As far as Hemmings knows, there's never been a criminal prosecution for a murder committed on the continent. That's not to say it's free from violence and vice. The dark and frigid Antarctic winter, coupled with long stretches of isolation and cramped cohabitation, plus heavy drinking, have driven some visitors to the brink. Stories circulate of a Russian man who killed a companion over a chess game, and of a researcher sick with cabin fever who burned down his own station. Ultimately, New Zealand claimed legal jurisdiction in the Marks case, which we mentioned at the top, since it had possession of his body. An investigation uncovered no clear evidence of foul play, so there were no arrests or prosecutions. The leading theory is that Marks drank a batch of bad liquor, as his autopsy showed his body contained lethal traces of methanol. Hemmings believes that in the event of a particularly heinous crime involving citizens from different countries, the parties, quote, will likely cooperate with each other and may very well agree that one of them takes jurisdiction or come up with some imaginative solution. But some legal observers are concerned that goodwill and cooperation aren't enough, and that the decades-old Antarctic Treaty needs to be updated before a truly messy crime happens on the ice. In a 2003 paper, Townsend University law professor W. Michael Seganish proposed that the 22 nations that made up a governing committee for Antarctic affairs establish a unified criminal code. Seganish wrote, "One cannot easily determine whether an action is a criminal act because of the various countries involved and multiple bases for jurisdiction. This is an intolerable situation for a criminal defendant and violates any reasonable concept of due process." In the absence of such an international agreement, there's no saying how or where an Antarctic murderer would be called to justice. This issue may become increasingly important as more and more nations and corporations eye Antarctica's rich oil reserves for future exploitation. Today's episode is based on the article, "Who's in Charge of Investigating Deaths in Antarctica?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.